you get out of that? You get out of that by telling yourself the truth as soon as you can.
Yes.
And forgiving yourself for the old pattern that you program yourself to believe that you surely are uprooting now, because now you understand what's behind the pattern. So you are guaranteed to start doing that one day.
Yeah.
It's like going into your backyard and yanking up a weed, right? And the joker still looks alive when you first pull it out.
Yeah.
But you know it's over for the weed. You know, and the weed, I mean, you know, but then you know it's over. Why? Because you yanked it up from the roots. It's not being supported anymore. That's what you've done just by getting on the spiritual path. You yanked your fearful self, your angry self, your non-loving self right out of the soil of fear. And what you're doing is you're watching your fear and anger and guilt fade away. So what you're really reacting to is nothing but the picture fading from the screen after the TV's been turned off.
Wow.
Oh,
cool.
Woo! You with me? Everybody still with me? Check it in. Is that with me?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
All right. So the Course in Miracles is teaching you how to react to the fading picture until it fades away. And so the workbook lessons are like telling you what to say when you see the residue of the way you used to be still flaring up in you.
Yeah.
Now that's, so you need to look at it like you are being successful and you're just dealing with the residue of the way you have been, or you can choose to believe you're not making progress at all. It's going to look the same to the physical eyes. Both of them going to look the same. If I have now gotten serious about my spiritual path and I'm going to love myself, but I still got some of my old habit patterns and they're going to come up, well, I can look at it as, Earl, you only see the past. That's just the residue of the way you used to be, and see it as a call for love. Yeah. Or I can go, none of this stuff works. This is the same way I always been, and things are just getting worse. See, it's your choice. It's your choice. And so now, it's time for you to make a choice. That's the whole deal. It's now time for you to decide for your happiness. For you to decide. Because it's only going to happen when you decide.
Right.
That's what the Course says here. Where one choice is as dangerous as the other, the decision must be one of despair. And you've decided that you want the love that is a fact. Is this true? You want the love that is a fact. And in order to have the love that's a fact, are you willing to learn how to recognize when you're getting ready to choose for something that would hurt you?
Yeah.
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 You're in Bronco country, remember?
Thank you for hearing this much. Read through this section. I'm going to go through it slowly. And after this chapter, we go into chapter 17, which is just the opposite, which is called the healed relationship. So you're going to end up in the love.
Good.
But we have to learn. And right now we're going through this is an undoing. That's what this is. This is an undoing. And sometimes it's going to get a little intense. You know?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because there have been people in my life that I have used to hurt my feelings a lot.
Yeah.
And there were certain people in my life that I kept around, it looked like, just for that purpose.
Yeah.
Because why do I say that? Because I had a long-term relationship with somebody that I was having pain with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like I had singled that person out to be the person that kept me in pain, because at some subconscious level, you know what? I didn't believe I deserved to be happy. I didn't believe I deserved to have peace. Something had taught me I was unworthy in some way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I would have certain people that I could think about, and no matter how good I felt, I'd be guaranteed to feel bad immediately. Because I didn't think I deserved to feel happy.
So that's that saying about, unless I choose to.
Thank you for sharing with me, Holy Spirit. I appreciate your generosity with me so much in the healing the temple. And Sunday at 11 o'clock, okay, let's see that. Okay, kind of look around you, okay? Okay, that's how you know you heard it correctly. That's how you know. You, because that was only my purpose, is to free you. And so if you feel like it's anything other than that, then that's how you know that you didn't hear it correctly.
I'm going to say one thing. I had this is what I think starts happening. This friend, I said, let's go out to dinner. We were going to go to the gym and go out to dinner. And when I got there, she said, oh, I forgot. I promised Sally. I said, oh, God, you didn't promise Sally. You committed to me. I mean, Sally can just tell her to put the pork chops in the refrigerator. I mean, I went on and on. And then I went, oh, wait, something said stop. I said, no. You go with Sally, I choose not to manipulate you. Because, boy, I mean, it hit me right upside the head.
It's called waking up. Waking up is hard to do.
I love it.
And sometimes it works out like just like, ooh, I almost asked for that phone number. You know what I mean? I know exactly what I mean. Oops, I almost, you know. If you're wondering about a person that you meet and you want to know whether or not you really want to get close to them, please have a conversation.
I sometimes...
Please have a conversation.
This is X-rated. Are there any kids in here? I have a thing where I like...
Okay, so here we go. Take a breath and let's get ready to take it on home, all right? You ready? All right, here we go. Quick review. So just close your eyes a minute and just focus in on my voice. Just block out the room and focus in on my voice. Choose a partner, choose a friend on the basis of if you're going to help each other remember the truth about yourselves. Is this person going to help me remember my innocence, remember my value, or am I going to use this person to help me forget my value? Hate is an illusion. So even if you feel hate towards somebody, don't feel guilty about it, because by the very nature of it being hate, it cannot be real and it cannot last, because love is a fact. It's the only thing that's real. So don't press yourself, don't push yourself to forgive before you're ready to forgive, as if somehow or another your grievance could last forever, because your grievance cannot last forever, because you're only love. Love is at the bottom of that grievance. Love is at the bottom of that fear. Love is underneath what you're going through. Love is the only reality. Love is the only reality. Love is the only reality. Make a new choice. Make a new choice. Today, tonight, make a choice. I am determined to see my relationships differently. I am determined to see my relationships differently. Say to yourself, I am determined to see my relationships differently. Then tell yourself, I am determined to see things differently. I am determined to see things differently. I am determined to see things differently. I am determined.
determined to see things differently. I am determined to see things differently. I am determined to see things differently. I am determined to see things. And what about the person? I am determined to see them differently. 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 Now take one person that you don't give yourself peace through. Call their name if you can't visualize their face and say, I am determined to see you differently. I am determined to see you differently. I am determined. Yourself and say, I am determined to see me differently. I am determined to see me differently. I am determined to see me differently. I am determined to see me. Now here's a vision. You know love never changes, right? So now become determined to give yourself a love that never changes. Now be determined to give yourself a love that never changes. Now be determined to give yourself a love that never changes. I am determined to give myself a love that never changes. I am determined to give myself a love that never changes. I am determined to give myself a love that never changes. I am determined to give myself a love that never changes. And everything will reflect your decision towards yourself. Now, if you want to give yourself a love that never changes, this is all you do. You go, I am grateful to myself. I am grateful to myself. To myself. There's a lesson in the course that goes, it can be but my gratitude I earn. It can be but my gratitude I earn. Said one more time. It can be but my gratitude. It can be but my gratitude. It can be but my gratitude I earn. May the course be with you. See y'all next time. Sunday, hopefully. Yes. That was powerful. I want to acknowledge you for hearing what you heard tonight. Really. Sounds like some people who had enough of pain to me.